Blog Talk Radio. This call is being recorded.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, everybody's in the house. Those on social media. Good morning, good morning, good morning from Care Church Incorporated for our Catholic Edition Mac page. We just thank you all for joining us this morning. We thank you for your presence this morning, and we thank you for being a part of Care Church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to have our prayer about, I'm going to echo, Minister Prugo.
Amen, amen. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all today, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And when two or three come together in your name, that you will be in the midst, in the middle, Lord. So we thank you for being in the middle of this office today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you have your way.
Have your way.
Lord, we ask that you come to this day.
Like yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you in advance for everything you are about to
do. Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
In our ears and our minds, and we are receptive and ready to receive your word on today.
Your word,
yes, Lord. Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Touch everybody, Lord, in the room, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Because there is none like you. Never will be one like you. None
yes. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we want to buy
yes, hallelujah.
And once again, we love you. We praise the Lord, and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Mr. Prevo. Now we will have our sister, Katifa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians 9:11. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the word. Thank you. Now, I guess we're going to go ahead on. So, we've got what to do. We're going to get the praise team on up so that way we can get everything going. Because our singer, he had to box you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. 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 Hallelujah. You ought to be thankful. That money's still in the bank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise on this morning. Amen. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to Catholic Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to, amen, get the morning started. Praise God.
God, once again.
Hallelujah. Y'all know we got warm up early on the Sunday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We lift our hands this morning. Let's
sing. We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands. We give you the praise.
And we will
praise. We'll praise you for the rest of our days.
Hallelujah.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We go like this. We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands. To give you the glory,
yes,
we lift our hands to give you the praise.
You the praise.
And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes, yes,
we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes, put your hands up
today.
But you'll be praying as you pray. He woke you up. He told you you're on your way. Hallelujah. We clap our hands.
We clap our hands in the sanctuary.
We clap our hands.
We clap our hands to give you the glory.
We clap our hands.
We clap our hands to give you the praise.
And we will love you.
And we will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes, yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes. Yeah. Put those hands together this morning. Hallelujah. Look at blood
coming
through your
body.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We sing a song in the sanctuary.
We
sing a song to give you the glory. We sing a song to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes, yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days. Jesus. We give you the praise.
Emmanuel,
we lift up your name.
Heavenly
Father, come in the fire. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
We will praise you for the rest of our days. Jesus, we give you the praise. Emmanuel, we lift up your name. Heavenly Father, come in Messiah. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes, yes.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Yes, to you. Come on, we ready. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes. Lord. Yes.
Yes,
Lord, for the rest of my days.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, for the rest of my days. Yes.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, for the rest of my days.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, for the rest of my days. Yes.
You gotta tell the Lord, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, for the rest of my days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the rest of my days.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I worship you.
All right.
You are here.
Yes.
Moving in this place.
Moving in this place.
I worship you.
Yes, Lord.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Yes.
Moving in our midst.
Moving in our midst.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Working in this place.
Working in this place.
And I worship you.
I worship you.
Yes, Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Hallelujah. And if the block comes in the what?
Way may
come,
miracle work.
Oh,
my God, that is who you are.
Oh, let's tell him again. He's a what now? He's a
way may come, miracle work.
He's a
promise keeper. He's a God, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus a hand of praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't need to run first. Praise God. God ready to put some all through. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to bless that wonderful name this morning.
Right.
Because it's the only name I know. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Bless that wonderful name, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless that wonderful name, Lord.
Way more than just sitting on
the but we have an apostle.
Oscar Grove was in the house today.
Amen.
And I can't move on without showing her the respect that is due to her for the office she walks in. Amen.
Amen.
And I have always told everybody we have to respect the office.
Amen.
And so if you have anything you would like to say, we...
Good morning, Bishop Page, and to all that are present.
Come up. Is this how you're doing, Mom? I don't know if I'm supposed to do it like.
Okay.
Good morning.
Thank all of you all. I'm a person that's very humble. I try to give everybody else respect, but I'm a very humble person, and I'm caught off guard when people, I love the Lord, and I'm giving respect to the Bishop of the House, which Paige, Lady Paige, to our Bishop of Protocol, Bishop Bailey, Apostle Bailey, to our Apostle Williams, our General Apostle, and to Lady Bailey. Praise God. Any of the other, to our elder that is present beside me, she makes sure she's there. Amen. And to the Care Church family, I thank God. I also see my prophet, God's prophet in the house, Dorothy Wright. Praise God. Hold your hand, Dorothy. God bless you. I'm thankful for all of those that follow. Praise God. We are thankful. The Lord God is an awesome God.
Amen.
He's worthy.
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
If you came for any other reason, you're in the wrong place.
Amen.
We came to give God glory.
Amen.
We came to give him praise.
Yes.
I wasn't present for the last two nights, and I was present. I saw everything that went on.
Amen.
And I was thankful for the word that went forth by of our Bishop of Protocol. He had an awesome word. Repent, start over. Amen.
Amen.
I was listening. Yeah, we were trying to get here, but we couldn't. But and I listened to all of the beautiful ladies that spoke last night. And the young lady, somebody prepared a table. And then others prepared, and then the last lady that spoke, awesome preaching preacher, Sister, I believe Lakeisha, I didn't get the name right, Taisha, thank you. I knew it was Isha somewhere. I got the wrong front. That spoke, understanding, when we come to an understanding, above all, you get it, get an understanding. The word of God is just, the word of God is true. I'm glad to be in the Care family midst, my first opportunity. Nevertheless, we stopped praying ever since we met them. We keep praying. And it's my intention that I get to meet everybody. It's my intention to get to visit with all of our bishops and pastors, no matter where they are. I've been to a place right here. I found one of my pastors. I got off the main road. I got on the white sand. I kept going. I got on some other kind of dirt. And I kept going, and I got on another set of dirt. And I thought, Jesus. But when I got back there, it was a beautiful, beautiful white brick edifice. And they looked up, and they said, Lord, the bishop found us. Yes, sir. I came. I kept driving. No, I don't suppose you can't. Just keep driving. Keep driving. I went, but I'm determined to know and to support all of our ministers. And we have a lot of them, but I'm determined they're going to see my face at some point in time or another. I'm trying to train everybody, ladies. Hey, so if I can't get, I can tell people, you go here, you go there. You know, keep doing. I've been doing it a long time. So I'm trying to train disciples that they understand what to do. Because after a while, you know, we go off the scene, but you got to leave some tracks in the sand. And I thank God for the 29 years. Next year I'll be doing this 30 years. And so I'm thankful. Thanks for all the deposits, disciples. We got six disciples that are doing, they're on assignment. They've been on assignment for a good while. So I'm thankful that God can use them other places. I'm here to praise God.
Amen.
I'm here to bless God. I'm here to give my amens. I'm here to give my offering. I'm here to share with Bishop and Lady Page. I'm here to word, to hear the word from my son. And I'm so thankful. I'm praying real hard for my son over here because he's determined, Lord Jesus, to do everything. Yeah, he's determined. And God let me know he ain't all that stressed, but we thank you. All right, that's okay. Then he's on his job. He's on his job. He's on his duty. Thank you, Lady Bailey,
yes, God,
for all you do. Hallelujah. Keep them going. And all the real Baileys. I'm honored, Anaya. I'm honored to be in your presence. God bless you. See, y'all don't know who Anaya is, but I'm honored to be in Anaya's presence. You have to recognize the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord comes in all forms.
Amen.
Sometimes we miss him because he doesn't come the way that we think he should come. Amen. But I honor you, Anaya. I know who you are. Praise God. So I honor you, and I honor your parents as well. We thank God. That's all I have to say. I'm still here to worship. Thank you, Bishop Hayes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. 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 You know, we just thank God for her showing up today. Amen. She's been a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I first got anointed for the call. And that was that, what do you call that, convocation, amen. And she did something. She had a show. And I still remember, I haven't forgot that yet. And she had a show, and she was going to lay it on Apostle Williams. And so she said, I want to anoint all of y'all here. And I just want you to take hold of this show. And we all took hold of that shawl because something came out of that shawl. I don't know. Something came out of that shawl. It was an anointing that came out of that shawl. But the whole week, man, every time I sit out, I was just shaking in the presence of God. And so something took place that night. And so I had to say, I said, well, the power that she had been praying over the shawl, let you know that she was an anointed woman. Amen. She's an anointed woman. And no matter what anybody else says, I'm going to say she's an anointed woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter what the nation says, the game says, I'm going to say she's an anointed woman.
Come on,
Bishop. That anointing fell on me.
Hallelujah.
And it was about a whole week that presence of God was continually upon me from that. And it changed something on the inside of me. And oh, y'all know I've been different. I've been preaching different. And I've been doing things different. Because that lets you know that something took place. Amen. And thank God for. And I don't know really how to, I haven't got used to all the protocol. But what I'm going to do now, I'm going to turn it over to the Bishop of Protocol.
Amen.
So because he know how to do everything. The Bishop.
The Apostle
Bailey.
Amen.
Amen. Do I do it like this?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody
say
amen. Amen. I'm so glad to be that one of you. I'm glad you made it back by his favor.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. He is going to do no other thing but the one thing. To worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Today we have a fantastic man of God of the hospital, a general of the hospital, who would come to feed us. Anybody hungry?
Amen.
I know Elder Pimos is out there doing something on the skin. That's for the physical body.
Amen.
But is there anybody hungry for a spirit?
Yeah. Amen.
The word has been good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you were giving your amen and your hallelujah.
Yes.
But now it's time time to say, God, I'm ready. Somebody say, God, I'm ready.
God, I'm ready.
Yes.
Now you being ready.
Yes.
Somebody say, God, I need more.
God, I need more.
You need, whatever that more is that you need to keep it to yourself, but you give it to God.
Yeah,
right. Because you're telling all your business, God, you know, out loud, you know, the enemy hears it. But you go ahead and you tell God what you need more of. As we stand. And we receive the honorable general apostle.
Yes.
A divine purpose, ministry, worship center, international fellowship.
Yes.
Who goes into the personality of Apostle Stephen D. Williams.
Amen.
Receive him with a hallelujah and an amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless y'all. Y'all sit down. Somebody give God some crazy praise in this tabernacle. I am excited to be back at the Carol Church again.
Amen.
I'm really super excited because the last time I was here, the bishop wasn't here. And I was like, he trusts me inside of his building without him being here. I said, wow, what an honor. To Carol Church, to Bishop Page, to Adjutant Page, to Bishop of Protocol, to Lady Protocol,
amen.
To the Adjutant of Protocol, to the daughter and the ministerial staff of the Protocol, to my spiritual mother and all of them that are with her. God bless you, Grand Apostle Groves, and to the prophets that's here today. God bless all of you. I am excited to be here. I know I don't sound like it. God woke me up at 4 after allowing me to go to sleep at 2:30. He started talking right before I went to sleep, and he woke me up to finish talking. Bishop of Protocol called me. I said, yeah, he talking. He ain't stopped talking yet. I don't rush God on his talk. Somebody going to get that on their way to glory. Don't rush God on talk. I like to hear what God has to say. Some of us, when we go down to prayer, we don't wait to hear what God says. We just tell God what we need.
All right.
I like to wait to hear what God has to say. And all day, he didn't say a word. Until I was on the phone with somebody who decided, mother, to give me confirmation, and they didn't know they were confirming some stuff. So I asked God a question, and I try to teach this to people at Bishop Page. Be careful what you ask God for, because you might not like the answer you get. I said to God, I said, you know what's on my table, what I got to do. He said, yeah. I said, I need an answer, because I'm tired of trying to figure it out. You already know what your steps are that you have ordered for me. Can I get an answer? Young lady called me. I missed the call. I called her back, and she said, hey, Apostle. I said, hey. She said, there is another apostle that want to talk to you. Okay. All right. What's up? So he gets on there, and he began to talk. It wasn't what he thought he needed to say to me that I heard. It's what he said that he didn't know he said. Y'all going to get that on your way.
All right.
He thought he needed to tell me about the title and how he came office with me, this, that, and the other. And I'm just listening. You know, sometimes you just got to let people talk. Okay. The Bible says, out of the mouth, what would speak? The heart would speak. And a lot of people, when they open their mouth, their intentions will come out of the heart.
Yeah.
Now, I need you to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you.
You got some people, they think about what they say before they say it. Then you got some people, they just run off at the mouth. I ain't worried about the one who run off at the mouth because they're going to tell everything whether they're trying to or not. But the ones who think about what they said, you really have to be attentive to the words that come out of their mouth, because it's not what they try to tell you that you need to be attentive to. It's what they said that they are not saying. I'm very careful when I hear people say certain things. God bless you, Apostle Simon and Adjutant Simon.
Amen.
I'm not puzzled to the ideology of church. I'm not puzzled to the ideology of church. But when somebody walks in the title of prophet or the apostle, and please understand that the apostle is a prophet.
Yes, he is.
You cannot be an apostle if you're not a prophet.
All
right. Somebody need to go back and teach this, because somebody ain't teaching this, wherever they get this from. Once you become an apostle, you no longer a prophet.
Really?
Once you become an apostle, you no longer the teacher. Actually, when you become the apostle, you become the teacher of teachers.
Yes,
you do. The teachers of evangelists, and the teachers of pastors,
yes.
And the teachers of, I wish I had some help on this.
All right.
You become the teacher of apostles. And a lot of us miss it because we're too busy trying to portray to certain people how we think the office ought to be, instead of allowing God to teach us what we're supposed to walk in when we walk in that authority.
All right, all right.
I'm already halfway through. Y'all looking at me funny. Oh, I didn't give y'all Bible verse. My bad.
Yeah.
I ask God, I said, God, I need you to give me some clear directions, because I talk to Mother all the time. I do. Me and Mother probably on the phone more than I am with my own mama. And my own mama don't care about me being on the phone with Pastor Crow. Because she knows if I'm on the phone with her, I ain't there somebody else here doing the wrong thing.
All right.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
I ask God for clarity.
Yes.
And this man of God says, I don't know why I'm seeing this. But I'm saying something that has to deal with this, that, and the other, and as he begins to talk to this. God ain't told me that. He said, but you did ask God to give you clarity on where you're supposed to be.
Okay, God, you got jokes today.
Yeah.
You did ask God to show you where you're supposed to spread out. Then I wish I could have given more info.
All right now.
Some of us are asking God for something and we don't really understand what we're asking God for.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we miss God because we're too busy trying to prove to God who we are.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, I don't think you said that right, because we're trying to prove to God who we are.
No, you can't prove to God who you are, because God calls you.
All right.
Can I go on and set the stage?
Right.
If God calls you, he can't tell God who you are.
Thank you.
God tell you who you are.
Yes, sir.
But then it takes me back to who calls you.
All right.
Because if you're trying to tell God, I'm a prophet. Okay, I got you. Let me help you out. Telling God that you're the prophet when God ain't the one who calls you is telling God that you're the prophet of Satan.
All right.
I can't make that no plainer than that.
Amen.
Telling God that you are the apostle is telling God that you are an imposter. You know, you portray it to be something that God never called you to be.
My God.
Bishop, why are you so heavy? I'm not heavy. I'm lightweight today. I promise you. I'm floating on cloud 12.
All right.
I'm going to try to pull you out of there where I'm at. Give me a second. I can
stop. Yeah. Jesus.
I was sitting in the living room. Heard what the man of God said. And as I heard what the man of God said, I was like this. And the prophet that was on the phone, because it was the prophet that I was on the phone with, but gave the phone to the apostle who had the prophetic word. That was the head on your way home.
All right.
The prophet who was on the phone didn't speak to me, but the apostle who had the prophetic word did speak.
Amen.
I'm still going to get that on your way home.
Yes.
I said that like this. And she kept saying, "Are you okay?" Apostle Williams, General Apostle Williams, are you okay? Do you need to get off this call? Some of y'all get this on your way home. Watch this. When God gives you a word that you ain't ready for, it should have stung you.
All right. All right. All right.
There's no way you got a word from God that didn't stun you that you wasn't ready to hear.
All right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
God will never tell you something through the prophet that he didn't tell you in the beginning.
All right.
But because I didn't have the perfect understanding of what God was saying to me, the prophet said, "So since you did ask God for this,
all right,
I need it." He said, "When you get through throwing the fit, we can talk." Ask somebody when he stopped throwing the fit. Since you asked, but let me tell you, do something in the morning. When I stopped throwing the fit, he said, "Now, listen, this is what I want to talk to them about today." I said, "Okay." He said, "Some of them don't know the house they in, and some of them don't know what's in the house."
All right.
Okay. He said, "Because if they knew the house they was in, they would not. They would allow everything to go on in that house."
Amen. Amen.
God, we talking about the body? Are we talking about the building? He said, "Leave it for me to bring clarity to them."
Amen.
Okay. So can I give you what he gave me?
Amen.
And hopefully you get your clarity from God out of what we're getting ready to talk about. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. He went there, brother. Ooh, he went there with me. And he said, "This is what I want to talk about." Okay. Well, I did tell you the apostle is nothing but the prophet, right? And yes, the apostle being the prophet is nothing but the mouthpiece of God.
Amen.
And you have to pray exactly what God gave you to say. Now, go along and get struggling on what you didn't say.
Yeah.
Somebody declare.
Yeah.
If you say, let me get over here and say it the right way. When God tells you to say something, and you don't say what God says,
yes,
you don't go home with that word. You go home with that word against you.
Yes, you do.
How many want the word of God against you? I don't want the word of God against you. So God give me to tell you something, it's what I'm about to do. I'm going to call you. I'm at the end of the day, I don't want to be guilty. I'm not proclaiming the who called about shit. He's going to know me. I'm going to get you in a minute. The Lord wants you to know that he put a word in you, not just for you, but for somebody that's around you.
Yes, God. Amen.
Bishop, what you feeling? I'm feeling somebody's spirit that needed a word. You didn't come just to say hi to me. You came to get a word from God, and I'm going to make sure you get your word, I promise you. I'm not going to point you out. Name my God today. I'll be the only prophet when I come back. Yes, I'm like, he do not know. God don't miss either. I miss. God don't miss. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse 1 through 2, verse 11 through 12. Well, Simon, can I have some fun today?
Yes, you can. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate it. Listen, thank you for being here. Thank you for getting up early this morning. Just so you can prepare to come here. Some of y'all don't realize that she had a car run over her.
Yeah.
Some people say that she got hit by the car, but remember, she was holding on to the back windshield wiper of the car, and she was still bagging up.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a hit.
No.
That was a run over.
All
right. And she not grabbed the windshield, that's what you told me.
Yeah.
Had she not grabbed the windshield wiper on the back of the car, he would have ran right over her with the car. Imagine your body getting hit with a car. Because at the age of 9, I need to hit with a car.
It's a week that you be up in the air.
My mama and daddy, my mama laid me on the couch, called for the elder of the church.
Amen.
Is that not what the Bible says? Let them call for the elder of the church and let's say, you know, my dad is standing over me with my eyes open. I see my dad standing there and he's praying. I'm like, oh man, I'm in trouble. For him to be standing over me? And my mom like, you know what happened to you? No. What happened? She said, a car hit you while you were on your bike.
Wow.
My dad said, the bike I told you not to run at.
Come on, be quiet.
Mm-hmm. You got hit by a car on the bike that I told you not to ride. But that I was trying to, and you know, no. See, what y'all missed is that blood was coming out my mouth, my nose, my eyes, and my ears when they laid me on the couch. I was numb and busted. The guy who hit me was standing in my mama's door begging to take me to the hospital. And my mom said, it's okay, the man of God is on his way. Yeah, you dealt with him.
All right.
And when he got there, he said, God, don't let him die. Bring him back. Because you got purpose in his life. Mm. 2 years later, I get thrown from the back of a pickup truck. They don't even want me to live to see 50, but I'm 50 years old. Hello, somebody. Bishop, why is it important that, you know, because in my mom and dad's house, they didn't let certain things go on that didn't bring glory to God.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with playing dominoes. I play dominoes all the time. There's nothing wrong with playing dominoes, but dominoes is your sin. Don't play dominoes.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with playing spade. I play spade. Spade is your sin. Don't play spade. And shooting fool is your sin. What are you saying to us, Bishop? Be careful what you allow to go on in your house. That's a sin to you, but you allow everybody else to do it.
Amen.
My dad didn't allow all that to go on because on Sundays, you wouldn't find my dad at the church. You would find my dad at the pool hall, shooting pool, playing spade, playing trump. Playing dominoes. His dad was a beast at dominoes. That's why I learned to be a beast at dominoes. And y'all talk about being the greatest of all time. I'm not the greatest of all time. I would never tell somebody I'm a goat. I would tell you because I'm arrogant in that area. I'm very arrogant in that area. I'm going to let you win the first game by the fourth and give it to you. But the next up to the fourth game, I'm going to make sure you recognize who's sitting at the table. Depends on how much I want to be entertained by you. But the second, third, fourth game, you're not winning. I'm telling you, I'm very arrogant in this. Am I telling on myself, Bishop? All right. And I can back up everything that I'm saying when we get to the domino table, Bishop. I hear you over there. When we get to the domino table and I get to beating you the way I say I'm going to beat you, I only ask for one thing. Somebody say one thing. What is the one thing that you ask for, Bishop? I'm glad that you asked. When you ready, I ask that when I beat you the way I just told you I'm going to beat you, I ask that you stand up, bow your head, and tell everybody sitting at the domino table is a dominologist. Because see, while you were there putting the dots on the dominoes with Jesus, I wasn't there putting the dots on the dominoes with Jesus. Y'all know all that slang that they tell you. Now, I was there when Jesus put the dots. I wasn't there when Jesus put the dots. I ain't been along on that. I wasn't there. That's over 2,000 years ago. I wasn't there. All right, I wasn't there when he actually created the game to who he created the game with. I wasn't there. But because I'm a studier of the game, I'm about to help somebody. Because I'm a studier of God's word, because I'm a studier of the game, can I tell you that I learned who actually originated the game, and the originator of the game are the monks.
All right.
The monks made the game, and what the game actually means when you say domino, dominoes is really not dominoes, it's dominus, which means I dominate.
Yeah.
And when you know that who you, okay, I got to help somebody. When you know that you are an authority figure of God, that means that you can dominate the things that God told you that you got power. I wish I had some love in here.
I'm trying, Mom. I got three people pulling on me. In the book, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Verse 1, 2, verse 11, 12.
Yeah.
When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
I love God's word because God's word edifies itself.
Yeah.
says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the room. What's your Bible say? So your Bible do have house in it, right? So it didn't fill the room. I'm going to say it again. And the glory of the Lord filled. Y'all going to talk to me in a minute. And the priests could not. Uh-oh. And the apostles could not. And the elders could not. And the ministers could not enter into the house of the Lord. Because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Somebody say the Lord's house.
The Lord's house.
Verse number 11. Thus Sodom finished the house of the Lord and the king house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. He prosperly affected. Verse 12, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. With God's help, everything that is within me, I would like to talk to the church today. Them to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, with God's help, he's going to talk about in this house.
In this house. This may not bother you, but it bothers me. In my study time, David desired to build a house, not Solomon. David, the father of Solomon, desired to build God a house. Watch this. This is a protocol. Watch this. You ready? He couldn't build God a house because his hands were dirty.
Amen.
Some of y'all want to do exactly what God said, but your hands are
dirty.
Bishop, I'm not seeing it right now. No, but you get this thing. You get the thing.
Yes, sir.
And you done something that shouldn't have been forgiven by man, but God forgave you.
Yes, he did.
Bishop, that's not possible. Yeah, because see, man will hold you to something that you did, even though God has forgiven you. People are still charging David for sleeping with Bathsheba. They still charging David for murdering the husband of Bathsheba. And yet, God could not anoint him to do what he was doing. Even though God showed his anointing by approving certain things in David's life, God even made a covenant with David after the fall of David and let David know that I'm still with you. Because, watch this, David was a man after God's own heart. David desired to build out a house. Mr. Page, he desired to give God the best that he could possibly give. Because he understood that God did not have to forgive him, but God forgave him.
Yes, amen. Yes,
Mr. Williams, why is that important to you? I'm glad that you asked me why it's important to me. Because God didn't have to forgive me in 1997 when he forgave me.
All right.
I turned my back on God.
Yeah.
I told my mom and dad I tried to give them the keys. I had keys to my dad's church when I was 13 years old. I had keys to stuff that the deacons didn't have keys to. And the deacons got mad. Why this part? My dad said, because I can call him to come. Him ain't married. I tried to call y'all while y'all are married. You got to check with your wife. Before you can do what the leader is asking you to do. Some of us listen because we don't get an understanding that, baby, if God is calling me, guess who call? I got to answer. If I don't answer God's call, I can't be the head of the house.
Amen.
In this house, there's supposed to be order. If God is not the center attention of this house, why are we here? Why are you bringing me here if God ain't the center of attention? So I didn't need to come see what you had on because I don't care about your outfit. It don't fit me no way.
when like the black Arthur skin boots that Bishop had on, I don't care about the heel skin she had on, but the Arthur skin, they threw out my attention.
When I saw those at the gathering, I said, man, he made me want to look this to Arthur skin boots. When I saw the heel skin, my dad had a pair of those, and I know the maintenance on them bad boys, I ain't care about the heel skin.
Now,
you can't wear them anytime you want to. If you wear them in the wrong weather, they're going to crash and you'll just cost a $1,200 pair of boots.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna do that. That's wasting money for me. But a good pair of boots will make your feet feel better.
Yes, it will.
And protect your ankle.
Yes, it will.
So there's a reason why boots are necessary. Because shoes don't protect your ankle.
Right, right.
Some of the shoes that y'all wear actually mess up your ankle, but you're still trying to wear them.
Amen.
Uh oh. All right. Yes. It sound like you're going, I ain't no young. Yeah, I promise y'all be there in a second. Because in the house, she makes the house a home.
Yeah.
So I ain't on y'all until y'all hear me talking about the home. Right now, we talk to the man who made the house.
Okay.
Somebody said, walk heavy, Bishop. Thank you, because I heard some men's in there. That means that they in this message with me. Things that are found in the house are necessary for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Look at the text. He accepted the house. He accepted the house for prayer and sacrifices unto him. Why is there a church building? It's supposed to be for prayer and sacrifices. It's not for us to come together so I can show you that I just bought a bench.
All right.
It ain't for me to walk in with all my jewelry and stuff on and say, man, I just made $1 million. Mine is on the way. My million is on the way. Man. I ain't gonna walk in here being arrogant with that because I'm going to give half of that away, not all of it. Because I'm stupid like that. When God gives you something, he blesses those who are givers. And if I hold on to what he gave me the first million, I'll never get the other millions that come behind me. And if I can't handle the million, he's never going to give me the billions in front of me.
All right.
What are you saying? Some of y'all need to pay attention to what you're trying to hold on to.
All right.
Just for 2 people. In here, 6 people online. Old relationships that have been gone 20 years, all that stuff should have been gone with the old relationship. Because in your house, you have stagnated. Bitch, why does my house stagnate? Because you're holding on to something that will never be again.
Amen.
But you got to understand what that person meant for me. No, I don't. You got to understand why you still are not married now. Because you're still holding on to an abusive situation because at that one time, Bishop, he was very lovable. You can't talk about him. How did y'all fit? Because he beat me. Why are you still trying to defend him?
All right.
That's how I know when some of y'all are talking to me about your situation, you start telling me about how you still in love with the individual. Why are you trying to tell me about the hurt?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you were good quality, you would still be with the person that you are in love with.
Amen.
Something happened that separated you in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Am I okay?
Yeah.
All right. You sure? I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I did drive myself home. I made sure I had some gas in my truck to get away from the building.
I'm puzzled because he said things that are in the house are necessary, watch this, for the glory, not of man, but of God. Look in the text and accept the understanding of this, that the house is for prayer and sacrifices unto him. What we find the time is not what was promised by King Solomon, but the promise that was made by his dad that my son will do what's righteous before you. And if my son don't do what's righteous before you, don't allow him to be.
Everybody ain't anointed to build God a house. Everybody ain't front end and let it be your pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor's supposed to have the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
How are you more about your pocketbook with the church than you are about souls? Why is there no street ministry within your four walls? Why is it that you're sitting in the corner with this big old undoable chair? Bishop, that is no word said undoable. What is undoable? You gotta be in the building. And if I tell you that everybody's supposed to be in the building, you ain't trying to get out of the building. That's undoable.
All right. All right.
You're just trying to make me be. No, I ain't trying to make you do nothing. If you ain't humble before God and you seem like you the king of all kings.
All right.
The Lord of all, you missing the mark.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be a house of that God, but it's all a house about. Both of you were going to talk to me. Then I told you. Watch this. He gave me this, he said. When looking at today's time, what's missing in the house, Bishop? The foundation is missing in the house. The foundation of the church is no longer taught to the younger generation. We don't instill value of understanding who God is.
All right, amen.
Go ahead. You're right. Lady Page. Tell me if you heard this before, because I've heard this by some people who are supposed to be God-fearing. I ain't raising my kids like my parents raised me.
Amen.
Yeah. Y'all heard that too, right?
Amen.
You know what they say? I'm not going to put foundation in you.
Wow.
Because if you go back to what your mama taught you, she put some foundation in you. And if it wasn't your mama, Big Mama did.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
Everybody in your family wasn't a harlot.
Amen.
Everybody didn't sell you out for naught.
No.
Some people actually sacrificed for you to live.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know what I promise you, if I talk to you, I'm going to tell you everything you sacrificed to have what you got going on in your life right now.
Amen.
You caught that? Thank you. You pulled on me a while ago. They don't even know what I'm talking to. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a second. I promise you I'll be over there. And I ain't just talking about this side. I'll be over there too.
Yeah.
When you look at what they did, what did they do, Bishop? All they did was build a building. That ain't all they did. Some of them cried to God. Because
yeah.
His dad gave them a foundation of who God was. Son, whatever you do, don't mess up with God. When the last time you heard somebody say that in your presence? Whatever you do, don't mess up with.
Yeah.
So let me give you something to be fearful of. If the righteous scarcely, barely make it in, don't think you righteous enough to make it in, because it says the righteous barely, scarcely make it in. Some translated Bible says scarcely, the other one says barely. Want to take my word for it? Google it. The righteous barely, scarcely making it. Google that and see what comes up. Because a lot of us will miss God because we're too busy thinking that we got it all together. And I come to tell you, you ain't got it all together, because if you did, why you ain't got what you want?
All right.
I got it all together, Bishop. You're supposed to be I'm not beating on you. I'm trying to wake you up so that you can understand what you were allowed to go on in this house, affect the people you were allowed to come in the house with you. Have you ever been to somebody's house and it was like an evil spirit was all over you? Some people, somebody say some people ain't going to get it until they fall flat on their face that you're allowing things to happen. Bishop, what am I allowing to happen? I'm so grateful that you asked me to ask me. This is what we get. Anytime your kids are being raised by the internet and not you, you allow anything to happen in your house.
Amen.
Ain't no reason that no 14-year-old should be able to tell you that they boyfriend at the house with them.
Okay, come on.
All right. Ain't no reason that no 11-year-old ought to be able to tell you that they got three or four. Wish I had some help in you.
Yes,
what you allow go on
in the house. Somebody say in the house. Then it says, younger generation not being still with the values of, okay. We build what is important to have as a face for society's approval. We build what is necessary to have as a face to society to approve.
Yeah.
Society is now telling us that right is wrong and wrong is
right.
When you allow society to tell you how to raise your kids, you allow anything to happen in your house.
Yeah.
Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
Those of you that ain't got no cheering, keep living. When God entrusts you with some cheering, I hope you make the right decision not to allow just anything to happen in the face of your cheering.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to understand the necessity of allowing the enemy to set you up for failure and not to win.
Yeah.
Y'all want to complain about everything that God did ask us to do, but you allow everything God told us not to do, you allow it to happen. Paul said that thing I know I'm supposed to be doing, I find myself not doing. And that thing that I know I'm not supposed to be doing, I find myself doing. Did you know that evil was always, brother, trying to trip you up?
Yes,
yes. And if evil can trick you, God Almighty, I feel like if evil can put up, can trip you up, it will trip you up and cause you to be discombobulated with your own thinking that you will let that go. I didn't do that. Yes, you are.
Yes, yes. God bless you.
I'm trying, Mom. I really do feel like preaching. Says, society is making the approval for us. Then he began to tell me, he said, allowing man's law to govern the body of Christ. That ain't what the Bible said.
Mr. Page, isn't that the Bible say? Render unto Caesar what is due sin, and render unto God what is due. I don't obey the laws of the land. That's what the Bible told me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't obey the laws of the land. I don't obey the laws of the land. I don't. I'm sorry. I ain't going to lie to you. Say, I'll be obeying the I don't obey. When it says 70, I'm driving 75.
All right.
It says 75, I'm already at 82.
Okay.
All right. If I'm telling the truth, can you tell the truth?
All right. You're right. Yeah.
They told me that I have to allow certain lifestyles to be in my person. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
They told me to run off to Caesar what is due Caesar and run off to God what is due God. Y'all missed it. So what is due God? I ain't got to allow to be in my presence.
Right.
I ain't got to allow to be in the church that I'm preaching. But I know the law needs to see it in my bylaws, so guess what? The bylaws said that I'm covered under the Bible, which means that unless they take it out of the Bible, and they are taking stuff out of
Yeah, that ain't my tune. I'll be there in a second. Some of y'all are allowing the law to tell you how to handle what God gave you authority over. He gave men authority before there was a law.
Adam?
Yeah.
Please enter your conference ID and press the pound key.
That ain't mine. I made sure that nobody was able to call me. I got everything on Saturday.
This call is being recorded. You are the last party in the conference. The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes. The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds. Conference ending. Goodbye.